KN4VWA, W4DJW. KN4VWA, W4DJW. Nothing heard. W4DJW clear.
N0TR. I'll understand if you're working and busy.
Now, I just learned there's a club meeting at the Foothills Flyers Airfield tomorrow at 2. I was just wanting to tell Steve about it in case he wanted to go up there and sign up.
A model airplane flying place?
Yeah, it's about 6 miles northeast of us.
Well, that sounded like fun. I always wanted to do that, but I never did, Dave. Oh, I'm trying to back out here, which is, I'm at the VA and had my blood drawn this morning.
Oh, is that a routine checkup?
Routine. And now I'm headed back home. The roads are still good, no problems out here. And I don't think they foresee any, hopefully.
Well, I put the multirotor up in the sky about 400 feet this morning, right after the sun came up. Took pictures. There's not a whole lot of snow around us. It's light, very, very light dusting, so the roads should be fine.
I'm down here in front of Prisma Health right now on the west side of town. Headed back and stuck me a couple of cookies in here. I'm going to have those for breakfast here in a minute just to, because I had to starve all night. I don't think I'm going to starve, to be honest with you.
Well, I heard that early this morning when I was on, I was up about 5:30, and I heard some guys talking on the radio. One guy came in from Brevard and said they've got they had at that point in time 8 inches of snow in Brevard. That's not that far north of us.
I don't know how far it was, to be honest with you. Not from being around here, but wow. Now that's the snow. I remember all about 8 or 10 years ago, the daughter said when we first moved down here that it never snows down here, it lasts a day, and we had 9 inches of snow and 12 degrees.
Were you here where we had the ice storm that stuck around for 4 or 5 days?
I have a Generac now in case it ever does that again. My neighbor told me about that, and that was really bad.
We were all boxed in. You couldn't get anywhere. Nobody was going anywhere, and nobody had electricity for like 4 or 5 days. Some people up to 9 days. Some people got it back in 2 days. I think I got it back in 4 days, but went through a lot of gasoline, a lot of gasoline, and kind of rationed how much we used gasoline. Only during the peak times when we need electricity did we run the generator, because mine goes through 5 gallons in 12 hours or something like that. So you got to be careful. You don't want to burn it all up at once.
Another one, it's the one I had when I moved down here, and it takes 5 gallons, and it'll run 8 hours. It'll run a little more than that, actually, Dave, but it's 6,750, I think, 6,750 watts. 5,000 continuous, but it's a pain having to get up and do that, and I went for the Generac. That's the way to go.
I probably need to do that too. I've looked at those a few times. Probably need the one that runs off of the LP gas that comes in underground. That way you don't have to worry about gasoline.
And then over here, we don't have gas service, and I presume you do in a newer neighborhood. But, it's excellent. It comes on and exercises once a week, every Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. Right, just like clockwork. And then it'll run 6 minutes and then shut down. And so I had a propane tank installed, and it's a 350-gallon tank, and so whatever 80% of that is, but I've never had to fill it now in the last 4 or 5 years.
How many hours will it run off of that tank?
It'd be a matter of weeks, I think, Dave. We don't have a great amount of draw on it, but I wanted one that would run the heat pump and the air conditioner, and I installed one of those when I was more physically able, and they're not all hard to install. but you got to be able to horse the generator over onto a pad and go from there. But I installed a 16 kilowatt for my brother-in-law up in Kansas. They lived out in the Tulies on a farm. And really, this installation of this 21 kilowatt one, they have a 22 now, and that's what I'd recommend. Because that's a whole house generator, and it's just seamless. I mean, a few seconds after the power goes off, it starts, and it's sine wave, so no danger to your computer equipment. And very little maintenance, and you can do it yourself, just an oil filter and an air filter, and that's about it. And they're just great. There's two or three. There's Kohler and a couple of other ones. I like the Generac because it's user-friendly.
I used to know, when I was working at Michelin, I'd go to those CAD-CAM conventions, and I'd meet people there and get to know them, you know, and see them at the next one and see them at the next one. And the Generac guys were a group that I used to hang out with at those things. We could go to the, because they were doing the same thing, CAD-CAM modeling that I was doing. They were doing it for Generac. I was doing it for tires, generators versus tires. But we shared ideas, you know, about how you build models and how you automate machining and that kind of stuff. So I got to know those guys pretty good. And it sounds like they build a quality product. If I was to go either way, I'd probably take that route just because of the history with those guys.
There's a website called Power Equipment Direct, PED. And I have a friend that's in the HVAC business, and he told me, he says, Tom, you bought that for what we pay for them from there, and they'll deliver it to your door and run it up to wherever you want it there. They won't install it, but you can have a local electrician or a friend do it. And you definitely want to have a journeyman or a master do the job, just for safety's sake. But yeah, their system is great, and that's the way I'd do it, and just find you a good electrician, a reliable one, and buy it from Power Equipment Direct. But there are a lot of places installing them out here. Carolina Heating and Air is one of the main ones, and I highly recommend those folks. But as you well know, things are a little pricey when you got a fleet of trucks out there working.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I got a couple of friends I could reference for helping get that set up, but I'm not in any hurry to do it right now. But maybe after I retire and things slow down a little bit.
This is N0TR. Well, my 21 kilowatt one about 4 years ago was $4,000 and some odd bucks. And you can even get one that has a internet monitoring thing on it if you want, but I think that's a little waste of money for an extra $100 or something. But at any rate, they've raised now. They're like $50-some hundred for that same one, Dave. That's still a good buy. I had Home Depot come out and give me a quote, and they wanted $12,000 to install it. And I had a good friend and a master electrician install it. As a matter of fact, a ham radio friend that doesn't do that anymore. And God bless him, I'll tell you, they done a beautiful job. And I never regretted it, because over there in our neighborhood, it still goes off probably more frequently than yours.
Well, I got everything on. I've got those internal backup batteries that the important stuff runs on. So all the computers are like laptops. They'll run for a few hours after the power goes out, so that you don't get that off and on thing, that jolt. It smooths out those jolts. And within an hour or two, I can get the generator running and have them switched over without them ever even noticing that they thought they lost power. But like you said, you got to get up and do it. It might be the middle of the night when it happens. And it's already dark, so you really don't know that it happened till the next morning.
Here's the day from good old Tom. You're not getting any younger.
That is true. You're absolutely right. My mind doesn't know that. My body knows that, though. Anyway, I better get ready for work. It's getting close to the 9 o'clock hour, which is about what time I got to start strolling in. Anyway, Tom, be careful the rest of the way home. Good talking to you. N0TRW4DJW.
Okay, Dave, give me that info again on that flying thing. If I hear Steve, I'll pass the message on. It's Foothills.
Yeah, Foothills Flyers. I sent him an email on it. Foothills Flyers is the name of them. 2 o'clock tomorrow, club meeting at the field. That's pretty good. They're out in the sunshine, so UV kills any COVID. And you stay far apart from each other. And just don't go inside buildings or shake hands or anything like that. But 2 o'clock tomorrow at club field, he's got a link to the club field that has a location for it. I've already sent him that. I don't know how often he reads his email because I haven't heard anything back from him on it. David's been replying to me, but not Steve. Anyway, appreciate it if you hear him. I'll try and listen in throughout the day when I get breaks, see if I can catch him sometime throughout the day. Take care, Tom. N0TR, W4DJW, clear.
Okay, Dave. You have a great day. Say hello to the wife, and you guys stay safe. We're staying secluded. And they really check you closely down there at the VA before they even let you in the door. And then there's just not hardly anybody in there whatsoever. Switch lanes right in front of me, no signal, and almost ran in the side of me. I thought it was pretty good. People are spacing out here on the road today. Bob Jones University, heading home, 73 Dave, W4DJW, and 0TR is clear.
For the word, KP2HXS.
Well, thank God, the ones that can work, that are getting to work, that's for sure, Dave. How you doing this morning?
Good, I'm just trying to set this ICOM 7000 up, going through all the menu functions and setting the radio correctly.
That's you. I don't particularly like programming those things, but if they just had a button on us where we could put that in RAM and keep it.
Functions, just making sure everything is set, you know, either factory or default or something, and it's nothing major.
Gotta let off the mic, there's a siren coming. The ambulance just went by.
There, I'm staying home today. I got nothing going on but maybe play radio, that's about it.
I just had a blood draw, so I gotta get a cookie in me here. And the radar detector's going off, of course. I don't see any more red lights coming. I make it across this Pleasantburg Drive here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sitting at the house here.
I wouldn't have chosen today, but they failed to notify me to go in for my lab. Usually I just go in a week before, but now with the COVID, you have to have an appointment or you don't get past the door.
Gotcha. Well, Tom, take it easy on the road there. I'm going to continue reading this manual, trying to decipher this.
Hope you have a good day, and I'm social distancing out here on the road today. Although it's not slick and it's just sprinkling. Dave said he could see a little dusting of snow from his house with his drone. And I'm surprised he went out and flew that this morning. We had just a teeny tiny bit you could see out on the grass here and there. That's been it so far, but I'll be glad and more comforted when I get home. 73 Dave, it's N0TR clerk.
All right, Tom, have a good morning. N0TR, KB2HXS. Is my audio sound loud enough into the repeater?
A little bad spot there. I think I heard somebody else break in. Try again.
I wonder if my actual audio was loud enough or clear enough.
Well, I'd say it's as near perfection as you can get, Dave.
Excellent. I was just adjusting the mic gain a little bit according to what I was watching on YouTube. All right, Tom, and 0TR, KB2HXS, listen out.
Yeah, I wouldn't increase it anymore. It sounds like you're really right there, 0TR. TR mobile.